It's Wednesday, so that means we talk with the experts from Brandt Consolidated, get an update, and joining us today, Matt Meyer, a field agronomist, field advisor with Brandt. And Matt, I guess the first thing we'd have to say is the rain over last weekend was certainly at a point where we really needed it.
Yeah, good morning, Roger. It was a nice rain. I mean, a lot of people got anywhere that half inch to a couple inches, depending on where you were at, and maybe some more in some spots. But we were desperately in need of it, that's for sure. Those 90s and hot, sunny, dry days were really getting us down. So that was a good rain. It did come with some consequences. There was a little bit of root lodging and some wind damage and a little bit of hail here and there. But everything that I've looked at as far as the root lodging in corn, it's all going to stand back up. Nothing too concerning as far as snapping or anything. But yeah, the rain was very welcomed.
Well, as you mentioned, the root tilting and whatnot, was there much of any green snap whatsoever?
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I saw some pretty good fields that were and walked some pretty good fields that were pretty root lodged, wind tattered, or even a little bit of hail tattered leaves on the corn plants. But I mean, you'd see one here and there. Really, I don't know. I'm not how much an expert I am, but the corn was far enough along that the roots had established themselves a little bit more, and we got through, believe it or not, some of that really fast growing stages between V5 and V8, that where it's real brittle on the stalk and it's really prone to snapping, to where we're past that now. So it seems like there wasn't that much green snap. I didn't see much at all in my area.
Well, I was a little surprised to actually see the root tilting, because I thought, you know, had we been dry enough that we would have had a pretty strong root system there. But I guess the net worst result will be that we'll see some elbowing as it comes back up.
Yeah, I'd rather see the elbowing and the root tilting than the snapping. So, yeah, they were established just enough and to where we had enough to where we didn't lose that many plants to snap.
And likewise, of course, you mentioned a little hail. Normally speaking, this time of the year, hail does not do a whole lot of damage, certainly to corn, maybe more so to beans.
Yeah, and I didn't see any bean fields that had me concerned. Really, all I saw was corn fields that, and it could have been just from the wind. You never know, just the high enough that tattered the wind or tattered the leaves a little bit. But yeah, nothing too bad. Most of the corn will come out of it. The main concern coming from tattered leaves and stuff is opening the wounds for diseases and stuff. I mean, those are fields you'll just have to watch out for fungicide season coming up.
Well, and as you mentioned, that was on the list to talk about. How far away are we from seeing some of those first fields, that first tassel and application of fungicides?
Yeah, I'd say we're still a better part of 2 weeks away. I mean, I actually thought I saw my first tassel yesterday just driving by a field, but I think it was just a little bit of a glimmer from the sun just caught my eye right away. But we're getting close to tassel, but then we'll have to wait probably another, five to 7 days before we start thinking about fungicide application. So probably first part of July, we'll really start getting that fungicide season started in corn. And soybeans really aren't too far away either. I mean, believe it or not, I mean, they'll probably fall right behind corn and some at the same time. But with the early flower on some of the early planted beans, we'll be looking to spray those pretty soon too.
Well, before going on the air, we were talking about, you know, how good the rain that we'd got was, and of course talking about the prediction going forward, depending from day to day, it changes the amounts. But earlier this week they were talking some huge amounts of rain between now and next Tuesday. Would that concern you? I mean, does that make us subject, if we were to get massive amounts of rain, as far as maybe some nitrogen loss or nutrient loss?
Yes, that can be some concerning, but I mean, this corn, this crop in general, corn and soybeans in our area, has really taken off. I mean, it's already hitting those nitrogen levels. I mean, corn and soybeans have a really good color to them than they did about a month ago at this time. I mean, what the old saying is, rain makes grain. I'll take as much as their good Lord's willing to give us. Too much can have some bad effects, but hopefully we just get the right amount. But yeah, they're talking anywhere 3 to 4 inches, so in some spots. So it'll be interesting to see what we get the next couple of days.
Well, I would say probably 10 days, 2 weeks or so ago, some of the fields, particularly maybe some of the lighter ground, there were some still maybe didn't have the color in the corn that you would like to see as maybe mm-hmm. some of the darker ground. Has that pretty much come out, and what was that a result of?
Yeah, a lot of the fields the areas that I've traveled, Morgan, Scott Cass, a little bit of Green, even in those hillier clay situations, timber soils, they've all started to just perk through and have a real good color to them. A lot of it's just the soil type, and it ties up nutrients and just not getting the right amount of nutrients quite yet. And a lot of it's just time and patience for farmers, and I'm a farmer myself, so it's just waiting for it to get there. And with the heat that we had, this corn really took off, and I mean, it was just a matter of time for it to get those nutrients going through the roots, going through the sunshine, hitting the leaves, and just photosynthesis happening. And nothing bad. I mean, it's just it took some time just because of the weird weather pattern we had this year.
And they always said that somewhere around 35 days is when the corn determines the potential ear size. Do you think when we got into that heat and we saw the rolling in the afternoon that we were past that ear determination size?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, there's going to be some instances where guys, I mean, there was plenty of corn planted middle of May. So yeah, I mean, there'll be some spots where it affected it a little bit, but not too much. I mean, I still think as I've traveled outside of my territory, we're in a pretty good spot. I'm not going to say it's the breadbasket, but we're sitting pretty good for the most part in this area for a pretty good looking crop.
Well, with that in mind, how would you assess the corn crop? Are we potential for a record crop in this area, or, you know, at least maybe above trend, or are there enough pockets or any issues out there that might lead you to think that, kind of just a good but maybe slightly above average crop?
Yeah, so that's a open-ended question a little bit. I think we are definitely have the potential for above average crop. I don't want to say record setting until we finish it out, or at least get to August and see what kind of pollination season and flowering and everything we get the next 30 days. But right now we're set up for a really good crop. I don't really know what to put a number on it per se, but I'd say we're sitting pretty good.
And for the most part, soybeans look pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, soybeans, the planting dates range from end of March to, I don't know if anybody got in there too early in March, but especially the first part of April. But those beans have really started, I mean, we're getting close to, on some of the drilled and 15-inch beans, starting to close the rows. Beans are getting to be about knee-high almost in some spots. Yeah, they're really taken off as well.
And of course this year a lot of eyes on weed control. How's your assessment on the weed control and herbicide applications on soybeans, and have they been pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, we got into a pinch there with the higher temperatures of having to stop the sprayers on the dicamba side, but as far as weed control that I've seen, yeah, there's some spots, and even in dicamba and the Enlist fields, everything, and you can still keep spraying the Enlist right now. I mean, so farmers and retailers, it seemed like, did a pretty good job of getting, I mean, we're not going to see some of those effects probably if there was any bad timing and spraying here in the next 5 to 10 days. But I think for the most part, soybean fields look pretty clean to me.
And have residuals worked pretty well?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like everything's holding pretty good in the fields. I mean, there's going to be some spots and some tough spots for the with the challenges that we had this spring, and then trying to get in the fields, get the crop in and sprayed. But for the most part, everything's working pretty good.
And as you mentioned, those early beans, of course, I know your agronomist, Ed Corrigan, they like to see them flowering by that first day of official day of summer, the longest day of the year. There were beans flowering long before that this year.
Yeah, there was fields flowering June like 5th, and I think even sooner, I think, is what Ed told me. But it's crazy. That helps start the vegetative, and then, I mean, that all those stages in the soybeans, and it tricks those soybeans, and that is what Ed says, and it makes them produce more flowers, and that's where it drives the yield, all these beans that are flowering way ahead of schedule, which is, yeah, and we just passed the start of summer, the days are going to be getting shorter, the beans are going to start getting ready for that harvest stage or start potting and everything. So yeah, it amazes me what we've done and with the amount of stress these soybeans went through early on with the cold and the frost, and it just they're starting to amaze me more and more every year, that's for sure.
Well, and I didn't think when we were talking about corn, any idea if there was much rootworm in this year?
I think we're still yet to be seen. I mean, now's about the time that you're going to start seeing hatchings. I haven't read anything or seen anything yet, but it's about that time for the first wave. So yeah, we're not out of the woods yet on rootworm, but it's something to be scouting for, especially the next 2 to 3 weeks. If you're going to have something in mind as far as putting an insecticide with your fungicide.
And of course there is in this area, and I think probably maybe an increase maybe in like non-GMO corn and soybeans perhaps. Any indication, should we have had a first brood of corn borer at this point?
Probably, yeah. And that's definitely something to keep an eye out for on conventional corn. Corn borer can do a number on corn at this time, right here ahead of tassel. Yeah, it's something to be looking for, scouting for. It takes not a special eye, but you have to know what you're looking for as far as eggs and worms and stuff. There's just a short window of being able to spray for those. So it's something to be looking for in those conventional fields. If you've had a problem in the past, or really, if you have conventional corn, you've got to be scouting that, because it could be a disaster. But it seems like corn borer happens in pockets, and you got to make sure that you're aware of what you're looking for and keep an eye out for it.
Well, lastly, a week from today, we get two big reports from USDA. One will be the grain stocks. The other will be the planted acreage report. Did you see, if you were to, you know, a lot of people thinking, the market's thinking we're going to increase corn acres quite a bit. In your territory, was there much change from, say, a March 1st intention? And if so, to what crop was there a change made?
Not in my area. Everybody that I deal with and I've talked to is stuck to their guns for the most part. Even in my own farm, we stuck to what we were going to do. So I don't think it's going to change much in this area for us. I mean, obviously they're not going to have a report on Morgan County, but as a whole, I could see corn being more, but that's, you never know with those reports. I mean, it's with the weather conditions we've had, and we had drier weather to where guys could finish up stuff there in the first part of June. Things could change, yeah, but not in this area. I didn't think anybody planted more corn or more soybeans. It was about what everybody's intentions were.
And I should have asked when we were talking, and then I'll let you go, but on the fungicide issue coming up for the application on corn and soybeans, any shortages of product if people don't have it already spoke for?
Yeah, I don't get into the supply part of it. I think we're sitting pretty good over at Franklin at our Brant Franklin location and Brant as a whole. I've heard of the shortages and the supply issues, but for the most part, I think we're staying on top of it. If you have questions, if you're having fungicide intentions, make sure you make your intentions known to your retailer and getting them ready so then they know exactly what to expect, because that's the biggest thing, the surprises or the last minute decisions, which it happens. It's understandable, but as far as us, I believe our supplies sitting pretty good.
Well, any other concerns that your customers are having as far as this year's crops?
Not that I'm aware of. Besides just timely rains and nice and slow ones. We don't need any of those big windy events. But there's not much we can do about that. So besides that, everybody in my area is pretty happy with the crop so far.
And again, our thanks to Matt Meyer, field advisor with Brant's, as we talk how things are doing in agriculture with the experts from Brant's on a Wednesday.